Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Numerous challenges in Mozambique won't silence Megavoice. We'll tell you why. Then Door International responds to emerging sign languages across Central Asia. It's an exciting story you won't want to miss, and it's coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Mozambique, where reports of insurgency continue throughout the country's northern Cabo Delgado province. One account indicates 15,000 people were displaced after a string of April attacks. For some, it was their fourth displacement. Paulo, a partner with Megavoice, explains that the insurgency started small in 2017 after the discovery of massive natural gas reserves. But that conflict has only grown since then.
Was not necessarily a religion conflict. That was because there's a financial possibility in the region. But definitely, this affects a lot of the religion work, especially because many missionaries moved from there because of security issues.
But Megavoice's local partners have stayed behind. Paulo says these people are essential for giving audio Bibles to people who have limited education.
The only way to have access for the Word of God is through the audio Bibles.
Mozambique also endures lingering political unrest after its contested 2024 elections. In the middle of all of that, Megavoice is hoping to see churches plant more churches. Paulo invites you to become a partner behind this work.
They're praying for access. They're praying for people that are able to go there. They are investing, they are supporting the Bibles, and we can make this happen.
Elsewhere, tensions simmer between locals in Chad and refugees from neighboring Sudan. There aren't enough essentials like food and shelter to go around. Now, as fighting picks up in Sudan and thousands of refugees come across the border, the tensions could erupt into conflict. Dane with Unfolding Word says there is a silver lining.
When you have Sudanese refugees coming over into Chad, and you're translating open Bible stories into one of the Sara languages, the number of people that you are able to reach with the gospel expands exponentially.
Unfolding Word partners with church planters in Chad to bring the gospel where it's never been before.
Chad has about 80 unreached people groups, and that totals about 10 million people who don't have God's word in their language. Church planters need the Bible in all the heart languages of Chad to plant healthy churches and to disciple believers.
One people group shunned believers before they heard God's word in their language.
Everybody else that doesn't practice their religion their way is considered unclean.
Then church planters asked them to review open Bible stories, and this review led to a lunch invitation.
That was extremely important. It means familiarity. It means friendship. Now that door is open.
The story continues at missionnews.org. And finally, like any other language, sign language evolves with each generation. Rob Myers from Door International tells us.
During the former Soviet Union times, Russian sign language was actually taught in countries throughout Central Asia.
Now, as more people embrace their national identities, the need for sign languages that reflect those identities is growing.
There's a desire for them to really have their own language, not to just be adapting Russian sign language.
Door International is meeting this need by adapting its training programs. They equip local deaf leaders and send deaf missionaries to learn and engage with these emerging sign languages. The biggest challenge remains communicating the gospel to deaf believers in a way that really resonates. One example involves two girls who regularly attended church but couldn't grasp the meaning of Christ's sacrifice. Then they met trained workers who spoke their language.
Both of them ended up giving their lives to Christ. And the passion that they have now, because they finally understand and they finally have access, it's incredible and it's contagious.
Pray for the deaf workers who are finding ways to share the gospel with both the older and younger generations. Prayer points and more can be found at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.